This is 91.7 WVXU's Cincinnati Edition. I'm Marianne Zalesnik filling in for Mark Haney. Earlier this month, Judge Megan Shanahan declared a mistrial in the case of former UC police officer Ray Tensing, charged with murder and the death of a man he shot during a traffic stop. Tensing was back in court this morning, and WVXU reporter Tana Weingartner was there. She joins us now to talk about what happened. Good afternoon, Tana.
Good afternoon.
So how did it all start out?
Well, it started actually by hearing a motion that was made during the trial by local media representatives who had asked for the jury questionnaires of all of the – they had asked for all of the jury questionnaires, the 200 people that had been called in. And that request got denied in the middle of the trial, but the judge just now got to actually hearing the motions on that. The media representatives argued that that information is public and is part of the First Amendment. And the judge ultimately, however, defended her ruling. She said that the jurors in this particular case, because it was so heated and so much public interest, that they had a reasonable fear for their safety. And so she overruled the request of the media's attorneys and is going to, what she said was, release redacted juror questionnaires by 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Now, while the media especially was interested in that part of the trial, I think the general public was public was certainly interested in everything else that happened.
Exactly.
So let's move on to that. Of course, as we know, Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters last week had said that he was going to ask for a new trial in the case, or retrial in the case, after the hung jury. Did he do that today?
To my knowledge, he has not filed anything, and that would not go before Shanahan anyway, because she has since recused herself from the trial altogether. So let's back up a little bit. She was today hearing just these wrap-up matters in the case that ended in the hung jury, as you said. So there was a request by the defense for an acquittal on both charges. So Stu Matthews, Ray Tensing's attorney, argued that the prosecution didn't make a case for either of those two charges, so asked for an acquittal. The judge denied that fairly quickly. And based on the fact that the prosecution has indicated it plans to retry Ray Tensing, she then recused herself from going further and said that the whole case should have a blank slate. Those were her words. And so the case was then reassigned to a judge, Tom Heakin. And where we are right now in that is that he represented or was somehow involved in a case that between the settlement between the University of Cincinnati and the DeBose family. So we have contacted his bailiff to find out if he intends to keep the case or if he'll recuse himself as well. And he, to our knowledge, at this point in time, has not made a decision either way.
We should say that the DeBose family, of course, Sam DeBose was the person that was killed.
Correct.
In the incident involving Ray Tensing. So there's going to be a new judge for sure. We just aren't positive who that new judge will be.
Correct.
Is that correct?
And then at some point, we expect the request for a change of venue would be heard by whomever the new judge will be.
So do we know we're just waiting right now until the next court hearing?
Right. We don't know any other dates or any information at this time.
Except that there will be a new trial.
Correct.
And at some
when we do not know.
So stay tuned.
Yes.
All right. Anything else? Missing anything else?
That's all I have at this moment.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us. Tana Weingartner is WVXU's reporter who's been covering the Tensing case since it started. And we thank her for being here today.